Welcome to the In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Kenneth Smith, co-coordinator for the Henry County Fair Queen Contest, about registration and this year's event.
Can you take me through your history with the Henry County Fair Queen Contest leading up to now?
Absolutely. So I am co-coordinating with my two sisters. My oldest sister, her name is Kelsey DeWitt, formerly Kelsey Smith, and then my other sister, Kirsten Smith. So we were asked to start coordinating the contest last year. My oldest sister was the 2013 Henry County Fair Queen as well as the Iowa State Fair Queen in 2013. And then a few years later, my middle sister, Kirsten, was Henry County Fair Queen as well. And then I also did the contest and received first runner-up. So we have all been involved in the contest before, and we were actively involved in the fair, which is why we were asked to do this. And we all thought that it would be a great opportunity, not only to do it as sisters, but to kind of give back to our community and the fair growing up there as well.
Yeah, I love that. And it sounds like it was a pretty successful year one with you three together, as you had the second Iowa State Fair Queen out of Henry County?
Yes, absolutely. It was a great year. We, going into it, kind of felt like we were all over the place, and then we had all kind of known Kalena a little bit, but obviously we have no influence over the judging. So when she won, that was pretty cool. And then she went up to the Iowa State Fair, which it was actually the 10-year anniversary of my oldest sister winning State Fair Queen, which made it even more special. So that was absolutely amazing. We were blown away. We were all three there that day anyways, checking out the fair, and we wanted to be there for the crowning. So it was just incredible to see Kalena get crowned, and she's going to do a great job this summer.
So gearing up for year two, as we start to look ahead to this upcoming Henry County Fair, obviously still plenty of time until that takes place, but registration for the Fair Queen Contest opened this month and will be open until June 15th. But I understand there is some incentive for Fair Queen candidates if they register by May 17th.
Correct. We did this last year as well, but we're offering any queen contestants in that age group is 16 to 21 an automatic $50 scholarship that can go towards pretty much anything that they want. You can use it to pay for your outfits, to pay for any sort of reimbursement for costs involved with the fair, or you can just use it as a college fund, kind of whatever's for you. But it's a little bit of an incentive to get more queens to register. It went over really well last year, and we got a lot of great feedback from that. So we're going to offer it again this year. And yeah, again, that closes May 17th.
We did focus on Fair Queen, but there are a couple of competitions that take place with this contest overall. You've got Junior Queen and Princess as well. Is the only difference there just age ranges?
So the Princess age range is 8 to 11, and Junior Queen is 12 to 15. They're a little bit more low-key, a little bit smaller and shorter interviews, and they're not involved in the whole day of interviews. However, it's a great opportunity for them to not only meet other girls their age, but they get to have fun, they get to practice their interview skills, and kind of just to get them involved with the fair at a young age so that they feel more comfortable growing up into it, and hopefully one day they'll decide to be a queen contestant as well.
So speak in details, whether it be junior queen, princess, or fair queen, if somebody wants to register, how do they do that? What does the process look like? Is there a cost? Can you just walk us through?
So there's a few ways that you can find our registration. It's on our social media. So we have an Instagram page and a Facebook page. You can find the form in our bio on Instagram, and there's a link in some of our posts on Facebook. You can also go to the Henry County Fair website, and there is a page specifically for the Queen Contest. That's a newer website that just got put up last year. So we have a full page on there now, which is awesome. So you can find the link there. It's a very simple form. It's basically just name, contact information, and just a few questions about yourself. It only takes a few minutes. And then from there, after people register, we will kind of process the names and get everything prepared, send out a registration packet for each age division. It kind of varies depending on if you're a queen, junior queen, or princess. And it's totally okay. Sometimes things come up and people have to back out, but we send out that registration form and confirm all the contestants from there and get everything organized. For queen, it is free to sign up. And then junior queen, we do charge a $30 fee, and princess is a $20 fee. So the reason we charge those fees is to kind of help with food and activities. Throughout the day, we try to come up with different activities. Last year, we offered to have people get their hair and nails done. We had a little flower bar that they can make their own bouquets for the night. So just fun activities like that for them to do throughout the day. Those costs will kind of offset that.
And when we think about the people that may apply for this. Would you say there's any demographic outside of age range that or requirements that you're looking for?
There really isn't. It's open to almost all people. Obviously, there's a little bit of a requirement with living or going to school in Henry County or being involved in a 4-H club in Henry County. But that's pretty much the only thing. I know that some people are intimidated, especially this year after Calena won. They're kind of hesitant, thinking, I don't want to go out because I don't want to have to fill those shoes of being Iowa State Fair Queen. And if I don't get it, then everyone's going to hate me. And that's not at all true. We really just want people who want to be involved in the community. Our judges are basically looking for personality, community involvement, or leadership and poise. I mean, there is no requirement. If you're at all thinking about going out, you can contact us, our email, our Facebook page, our Instagram. Contact us and ask any questions. But we're really just looking for anybody who wants to branch out a little bit and share that opportunity with us.
Well, Kenna, thanks so much. Sounds like the Henry County Fair Queen Contest is in great hands with you and your sisters. As we start to wrap up, is there anything we missed or anything else that you want to add?
I would say the only addition I have is I know that especially people who are in 4-H that are looking to go out are a little bit hesitant about scheduling. And we are totally flexible. I mean, I know that last year we ran into issues with people trying to weigh in their animals and get to their static projects in time and everything like that. So I don't want that to push anyone away. We are totally flexible. Our judges will be flexible and we'll get you worked in if you want to work in. But again, feel free to contact us, reach out if you have any questions.
That was Kenna Smith joining us on today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about the Henry County Fair Queen Contest. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.